Gentleman from Arizona, Mr. Franks.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have an amendment in the system.
If the clerk would distribute the amendment that is in the system, as long as it's number 274R2, without objection, it's considered as read, and the gentleman is now recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I agree with the recent comments by Chairman Mike Rogers of the Strategic Forces Subcommittee that our adversaries will, quote, never be less capable in space than they are right now. The Chinese and the Russians have both reorganized their strategic forces command structure to incorporate space. The North Koreans and the Iranians have both successfully launched satellites into orbit. And this amendment recognizes what this committee has recognized, which is that space is a warfighting domain. Mr. Chairman, we sat in the Strategic Forces Subcommittee some 10 years ago when some across the aisle refused to advance promising military space assets because they did not want to, quote, weaponize space. But unfortunately, our adversaries had no such compunction and proceeded to do just that. And whether we like it or not, our space competitors consider space a warfighting domain. So this amendment recognizes that space is the ultimate military high ground from which to defend the United States of America, and it directs our Missile Defense Agency to establish a space test bed which will conduct research and development of space-based defense layers and to identify the most cost-effective and promising technological solutions. It further directs the MDA to develop a 5-year plan to establish a space-based missile defense layer. This space-based defense layer will be regionally focused and provide a tremendous force multiplier to our overall missile defense architecture while increasing the overall survivability and resilience of our national missile defense system. Mr. Chairman, the threat from the world's most dangerous weapons has indeed never been greater. And now is the time to finally build a space-based missile defense layer to cover the gaps and seams in our missile defense architecture and to devalue our enemy's efforts to exploit them. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I would yield back.